You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN. I'm Steve Bertrand. All right, a city council committee today began what they called a subject matter hearing on a guaranteed impact program. I should say guaranteed income program. And we talked about this in Gary just last week. It's coming now to Chicago, or at least they're considering it. So let's get some expertise. Natalie Foster is the co-chair of the Economic Security Project. She joins us now. Natalie, welcome.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Yeah. So as I understand the current Chicago plan, they would give 5,000 families $500 a month to see how it would impact them and change their lives. It's been successful in other areas. Why don't you tell me a little bit about what this guaranteed income program is all about?
Yeah, it's being talked about in Chicago and being demonstrated across the country now as an idea of money with no strings attached. So in Stockton, California, Mayor Michael Tubbs led a demonstration with 125 families, and those families received $500 a month with no strings attached, and recently released the findings that independent researchers did, looking at, you know, how folks spent the money, what changed in their lives, found that folks spent the money on groceries, material goods, back-to-school goods, those types of things, but also had more time and breathing space in their life, that stress went down. The intensity, the pressure of not knowing where your rent check will come from or how to put food on the table for your family went down. And interestingly, employment went up.
Yeah.
People had time to look for a job that was full-time, that had the hours that they needed.
I'm interested in pursuing that a little bit. In February 2019, 28% of the people in the Stockton program had full-time jobs. A year later, the number was actually up to 40%. So this $500, it seems, led to or helped lead to better employment. You know, critics say that giving people free money will discourage them from finding work. That doesn't seem to be the case here.
That's exactly right, that people had time to go, you know, look for a suit, to wear to your interview, to apply for jobs that you're probably not going to hear back from the majority of them, right? That takes time, and it's a risk that you have to take on yourself. And $500 a month gave people the space to take that risk and spend that time.
After a year of getting the money, 62% of the people said they were paying down debt compared to 52 before the study. How many in Stockton seems to be, is Stockton the most successful story we've heard, or is the data just not in on the other stories?
Stockton is the first.
Mm-hmm.
So we announced that program 3 years ago. And, you know, spent time in the design phase, raised the money. And this data is from before the pandemic. So what's particularly noteworthy is this is when the economy was, you know, technically good. And we know that the economy prior to the pandemic was not working for so many families, right? That was an economy where 40% of families could not pull together $400 in an emergency. We now have an economy that is in full crisis, where the bottom has dropped out for so many families. So a guaranteed income in this moment is a lifeline. It allows families to, you know, the stimulus checks being an example of what a guaranteed income could look like, allows families to put food on the table and pay rent. And in a better economy, ensures that no one is left behind.
You mentioned that the Stockton study comes when the economy was doing well. So do you have, so I'm just wondering, I mean, perhaps this extra 12% of people with full-time jobs might have gotten them anyway because the economy was doing well. Do you have evidence to dispute that theory?
Well, yeah, there were control groups. So a whole bunch of folks in Stockton were studied who did not receive the income, and we didn't see that shift. So I think that, you know, that's what the importance of the study is, that you have actual data. And what's great is there are now a number of other cities following suit. From Shreveport, you know, to Atlanta, to Madison, Wisconsin, and I really hope Chicago soon as well.
I'd read somewhere that to do this for everyone would cost, I think the number was $3 trillion a year. I mean, is that an actual goal, that to do this eventually, I mean, if it were to be proven out to be sound, to do it for everyone?
Right now, the fight is around stimulus checks. So in this bill that passed today, that President Biden signed today, mm-hmm. the American Rescue Plan. You know, there's a one-time $1,400 check for families, and there's also the child allowance, a child tax credit, and that is paid out monthly. And is money with no strings attached to help families struggling in the midst of this pandemic. And it's a one-year extension of the child tax credit. So I think one way you could see this play out is a permanent child tax credit and permanent stimulus checks until the economic crisis is over.
Well, okay, until it's over. But, I mean, I think the argument for this plan would be in good times and in bad, right? I mean, if we start it and then stop it in a year or two, that seems to be short of your goal, is it or is it not?
Well, yeah. I mean, I certainly advocate for a guaranteed income as part of a 21st century social contract. You know, our generation's expansion of the safety net that follows the path of things like Social Security and child labor laws and weekends, collective bargaining, things that are understood to be the norms of the way we work today. I believe a guaranteed income is part of that for the future. I think my point is simply there is a political opening right now that is unprecedented. And there's actual experience in people's lives. This weekend, struggling families will start to receive their first stimulus check from the bill. This weekend, the government will pay out stimulus checks to support families. That's what could be part of our everyday life if we build the political will to do it.
You mentioned the recovery bill law now that President Biden signed earlier today. Chicago will get $1.8 billion as part of that law, and the alderman behind the guaranteed income program want to use $30 million of that $1.8 billion to run their pilot program here in Chicago. Now, that kind of jumped out at me because what I've heard, and I don't know that it's universal, but it seems like these other pilot programs had been run with private money. Would this be the first government money run program?
There are a few other
Okay.
Pilots, namely St. Paul, that have used CARES Act dollars, right? The first package that passed early on in the pandemic. But this would certainly be one of the first to use public dollars to fund research and demonstration of a guaranteed income, and certainly one of the biggest.
How many programs are there around the country?
Well, there are 40 mayors who have now signed on to Mayors for a Guaranteed Income. Now, they are calling for a federal guaranteed income, or federal checks right now, checks until the crisis is over. And many of them are demonstrating in their cities. In addition to the mayor-led demonstrations, there are a number of community-led demonstrations. So Aisha Yandaro in Jackson, Mississippi, is one of the pioneers. She launched the Magnolia Mothers Trust years ago in Jackson, Mississippi, and a number of other counties and communities are following suit. There's a demonstration in San Francisco that Dr. Zaya Malawa is running, looking at cash transfers. So, you know, money with no strings attached, and its impact on easing the racial disparities in maternal health. And there's a number of other demonstrations like that around the country.
I want to go back to Stockton as we wind down here. You talked about the breakdown and what they spent their money on. The recipients there were given a debit card, so then the people running the experiment could see where the expenditures were, and mostly on food. I thought it was interesting that only 1% on cigarettes or alcohol, which is something critics say that this money would go for. Now, I don't know if can you tell me that they didn't spend other money on that was freed up because of the debit card?
Yeah, they did extensive qualitative and quantitative research. So in addition to looking at the actual numbers, they held interviews where folks talked about, you know, how they spent their money. Mm-hmm. You know, everyone opted into this level of scrutiny. And I think it's important people, you know, spent it just how you and I would. And also, the thing that doesn't show up on the ledger is the time that was freed up in people's lives to spend with their family. So I think of Tomas, who is a participant in Stockton, and he talks about being able to stop a third gig and spend a Saturday morning leisurely with his children at the pool and realizing they knew how to swim, which is something he had not known before. It was not afforded to him, a leisurely Saturday afternoon.
Things like that improve mental health, right? And you saw demonstrably that mental health was improved in Stockton.
Absolutely. Stress went down. Sleep went up. You know, there are people who talked about being able to, you know, stop carrying their panic attack medication with them everywhere they went. Poverty is a crisis that we can solve.
Oh, that's a hopeful way to end things. Natalie Foster, the co-chair of the Economic Security Project. Thank you very much for explaining for us, and I wish you the best of luck.
Thanks. Really appreciate it.
You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN.